This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. Coronavirus numbers today again drive home the tragedy of the pandemic and what it's doing to the world. COVID-19 cases have surpassed 2.25 million, with the death toll above 156,000. Here in the United States alone, there have been nearly 707,000 infections with close to 38,000 fatalities. Both numbers are the highest in the world. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. The death count in New York State is approaching 18,000. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the key to winning the war against COVID-19 and reopening the American economy is much larger scale testing. China has revised upward its number of COVID-19 deaths to more than 4,600, reflecting 40% higher numbers for the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic began. For governments around the world, it is a balancing act, trying to weigh the need for painful virus shutdown measures and moving to shore up their badly stricken economies. The past 4 weeks have seen 22 million American workers file for unemployment benefits, a record. In a joint statement today, a group of 13 nations, including Britain, Germany, Italy, and Mexico, call for global cooperation to lessen the economic impact of the pandemic. Italy and Germany have relaxed some of their coronavirus shutdown restrictions. Together, they've lost 27,000 lives to COVID-19. The other side of the picture, Britain, which has a death toll nearing 15,000, has extended its lockdown for at least 3 weeks. France has added 4 weeks onto its closure, with a death toll of almost 19,000. And with 20,000 lives lost, Spain is expected to lengthen its COVID-19 controls. Here in the United States, the coronavirus debate has taken on a partisan appearance. Republican President Donald Trump is urging his supporters to, quote, liberate three states led by Democratic governors. Minnesota, Virginia, and Michigan are all important for Mr. Trump's November reelection chances. To stay up to date on all the news and the latest on the pandemic, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News.